Hello once again, and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are here to go in depth into a true interrogation of movies for their plot and content. Because of the way that I do that, or we do that, I have some people to help me behind the scenes, but ultimately I am the critic of Movie Deputy. And so, but the way that I approach these definitely rubs people wrong sometimes. And, you know, that's perfectly fine. You're entitled to your opinion, just like I'm entitled to mine, hence, quote unquote, free speech. But like I said, I know I'm going to upset people with my reviews, as I have with some of the recent ones lately. My apologies that I missed yesterday. I am still struggling. I thought I was further past some of these points with this viral fungal pneumonia that I've been fighting. And it kind of knocked me back down yesterday a little bit, and I didn't have a voice for a good part of the day. And some really severe coughing fits, so if my voice tends to go in and out a little bit today, my sincerest apologies on that. I wish I could claim that my voice was going out because I have been yelling so much at some of the political rallies lately, with great yelling, but unfortunately I have not been able to attend some of the ones as they have not been locally. But we've attended a couple of the rallies that have been local here to the Midwest, and I can honestly say after those were done, I didn't have a voice for an entirely different reason. If you're wondering which rallies those are, let me just say I'm a constitutional conservative, if that gives you any idea which direction I am leaning in this election season, as to put it. You don't have to wonder too hard to figure that one out. So I say whatever you are leaning towards, if you want to see change, go out there and vote. You have a voice, you have a vote, and it's not going to do anything unless you actually use it. I've heard in previous elections, and even in this one, people think that one side or the other has it in the bag. And so they're like, oh, there's no point in me going out and doing so. But that's the total wrong attitude to have, because there have been times in history where elections have been decided by very small margins. And so if you don't go out there and make your voice known, it's not going to make a difference. So I encourage everybody to go out and vote. That's the only way you're going to make your voice heard. But if you're probably wondering why I am kind of going off on the tangent on this, and why I'm just using the V word a lot, is we're going to be talking about a movie that starts with the letter V today. The movie that we're going to be talking about today is the original Venom, the one that came out in 2018. And I'm going to actually be sharing with you the original review that was on MovieDeputy.com, as well as the original score and everything that I gave Venom on this as well. So I will say I gave Venom a guilty rating just because of some of the violence and some of the other characters and stuff in this movie. It can be a little intense for younger audiences. If that does not bother you or does not bother, I mean, if you're going to be there basically to watch it with your kids, or even if you don't, I mean, that's fine too. But at least you should be prepared that there is something more to this than just a simple, like, Marvel type movie. So just, I like to let people know and be aware of that. So hence I'm giving it the guilty rating. But the original review that I'd had on MovieDeputy.com I want to share with you now. Superheroes are all around us. We see them on the big screen in many forms. They captivate and inspire us in ways that we might not even realize. All by defeating the supervillains. That's how it's supposed to be, right? Well, it's a complicated answer. Stories always focus on the good guy, but why don't they ever focus on the bad guys? That's where this story differs. Venom is brought to the planet, and in order to survive, he must find a symbiont host. Well, with the help of an evil genius, he manages to find his host. Now he must feed. That is as dark as it sounds. Venom knows there are others like him that are already here, and more that will soon be on their way if a certain someone gets his way. Though, as the story progresses, as dark as it gets, there are plenty of laughs along the way. it will soon be revealed what their intentions are with our planet. Even after it's revealed, it won't be as easy as it seems to stop them. What will happen if they can't be stopped in time? Is that a question we even want to know the answer to? I guess you're going to have to find out for yourself. If you were lucky enough to see this in the theaters, I had a note on here as well that to stay into the credits for a bonus scene that will give you a clue as to the next piece of the story. And then all the way after the credits, and I don't know if the DVDs or Blu-rays have this on there, but it's kind of a neat little extra piece, is all the way after the end of the credits, like after everything is all done, scrolled, and all the music, like when the credits are like done, there was a sneak peek at Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie that came out in Christmas 2018. So that was just kind of an important little like side note that sneak peek of Into the Spider-Verse was on that. And Into the Spider-Verse had so much promise, and then when they took it beyond that, that just kind of went a whole different level. So, back to Venom. With Venom, it's a creature that you just do not expect. It's an alien that you do not expect. I'm not sure what they were trying to do when they created this character. Obviously, they had a thought in mind and a process in mind when doing so. But what that was might be a little hard to understand if you are not big into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, score-wise, I did end up at a 6.5 out of 10 on the Deputy scale for Venom. I felt that the story was good. It had a lot of stuff that it followed. There were a lot of just little things to pick apart on it, but the story was engaging throughout, and as the sneak peek in the credits, we know there's going to be more to come. So, and then obviously, since we're this far into the future now, we know that we've had actually two other Venom movies since this one, and those I'm going to be bringing to you in the next couple of days, so be sure to come back for those, and as always, you know which buttons to push to always get the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content, and I will be back soon. Till then, bye-bye.